Welcome back in ESPN 102.5, the Game. Chase McCabe joined by Joey Logano. He's the driver of the number 22 Penske Ford in the NASCAR Cup Series. Joey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How about you today?
You know, I am feeling good because anytime throwback weekend happens, it's so much fun because not only, you know, you get to check out the old paint schemes, but the racing at Darlington is awesome. And you guys have been there three times now this year because of COVID and the different schedule. But I know it was a good run for you, third. You wanted that win, but to start the playoffs in the money, as they say, that had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I had a good start, you know, starting third or finishing third, starting second this weekend. But it's been, you know, what we need to do. The first round of the playoffs is about surviving and not taking yourself out of it. And we had some opportunity in Darlington for sure. We had a flat tire. We got a little bit of a crash. And the team did a good job fixing it, had some good pit stops, some good restarts, and next thing you know, we're in position to almost win the thing. So just got to keep your head in it. That's what it's about with these long cup races. Anything can happen, and it worked out all right for us.
How would you describe this season for you? And I know you have to factor in COVID and the pause and everything, but you have a couple wins. They came a while ago. And it's been kind of up and down, but you're in the playoffs and you're sitting third right now. So how would you evaluate this season for you?
That's a hard question to answer. I mean, it's a hard question for anyone to answer when you say 2020 and how would you evaluate your senior year? I mean, it's hard to say. So I feel like there's obviously some curveballs thrown at us, some things that we didn't see coming. We were able to, I feel like, adjust a lot to that and be able to overcome a lot and put ourselves in position now to where I feel like we have as good a shot as anybody to win the championship. So we just got to kind of keep working towards our goal and growing at the rate we've been. And I think we'll have a good shot at this thing.
Now, I know that Kyle Busch has not liked the lack of practice and qualifying. And I'm sure that creates some difficulties because you either hit the setup or you don't. But how has that been from your perspective?
Very hard. I mean, especially for us, you know, as a new team working together, we made a lot of changes over the off season. So I had a new crew chief with me, a whole new team. And, you know, when we can't even see each other, you know, forget work on our cars, but we can't physically be around each other. It has been very hard to, you know, kind of grow that team environment that you're looking for. You know, you don't have practice, which helps, you know, kind of open up those lines of communication when you have a lot to talk about. So those things have really been a little bit harder than what we've wanted to be. But like I said, maybe it's just taking a little longer to get where we want to be. But I feel like now we're right where we need to be. We're so close at this point.
Do you feel like, though, that we're seeing a glimpse of maybe what the future is going to look like? I would assume practice and qualifying is going to come back at some point, but more of this compact schedule, you know, one-day shows, or maybe, I know we've seen the two-day shows before, but just keeping everything moving like you guys have had to do during this COVID year.
And I think we've proven to ourselves that we're capable of doing a lot more than we thought we could when 2020 started. Right? Yeah. Like, we would never have done, you know, a race on Sunday and then one on Wednesday and another one on Saturday night. And then, like, you would never have done that many races back to back to back. You know, we would never have showed up to the racetrack without practice or qualifying and just go race and think that's okay. Right. Like, we've figured out new ways of doing things that has opened the doors now for opportunity in the future of how we go racing. You know, I don't think every week we don't have practice, but maybe there's some Wednesday night races where we just show up and race, you know, and we can get away doing that. It's kind of hard to say.
Yeah, I really love the midweek races. Those are a lot of fun. Joey Logano here with us. I've been a racing fan since I was probably 3 years old. So getting my attention is not hard at all. I mean, I'm going to watch every week. I cover the sport. But with this, and for when you guys came back, there were no sports, you were able to get new eyes on you. I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to Bernard Pollard, who spent a long time in the NFL. He's a huge NASCAR fan now because of the social things that you guys are doing, but also that you were available. You were the sport to watch. So what does that mean to you as somebody that's raced his whole life to be able to bring in these new fans for whatever reason and speak to them and help people get through all of this?
I mean, that was the opportunity ahead of us during this COVID outbreak. It was how do we get back to the racetrack, be the first sport back to where there's not much content on TV or radio or anything going on. So where we're going to have all the eyes on us, people wondering how we're going to do this, and we have to do it in a safe way. And boy, it's a big challenge. It's not just bringing cars to the racetrack. You got to open up the shops a couple weeks early. You got to build cars for the races. You got to, you know, get everything prepared, get there to the track. How do we socially distance the way we need to? What happens if someone does get COVID-19? What do we do? You know, and those were all questions that needed to have answers before we got to the racetrack. You know, and that's what we were able to accomplish was amazing. And it still is to be able to do it as well as we have. And like you said, I mean, the pot at the end of the rainbow, the goal was to be the first back and have a bunch of new eyeballs on our sport that we haven't had before. And it's really grown our sport, I believe, to what we have right now.
You mentioned what happens if somebody gets it, and we've seen a couple of cases of that. Jimmy Johnson had to miss a race. Austin Dillon had to miss a race. But for you personally, thinking about all of this, you have two young kids at home and a wife. You obviously have that you have to think about. So what was that whole process like for you of thinking, all right, is this going to be safe for me to go back to the racetrack to do what I love, but also not to affect anyone else?
If I'm being honest, it was way safer than going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see anybody. I'm literally as isolated as I could be. Sitting in the motorhome most of the day, and then I show up, I take care of my helmet now and all my stuff where no one else touches my things. And I get in the car and I race, and I'm by myself in the car. So I feel safer than 90% of the things I do during a week at the racetrack. So, you know, it's to me, that wasn't even a question at that point of a safety standpoint. I felt like NASCAR did a good job of kind of answering those questions immediately, that I knew if I was going to contract COVID-19, it wasn't going to be from the racetrack.
On these tracks that you guys can't drive to, are you just flying in the day of the race?
Yes. Cool. Yeah, we fly in that morning and go home that night.
Man,
that's it. It's crazy.
That is quite the schedule. Joey Logano here with us. Before I let you go, Jimmy Johnson, you know, announced that this was going to be his last year full time. Now he's come out and he's joined up with Chip Ganassi that he's going to run some IndyCar races. So, you know, he's living his best life, doing whatever he wants to do. What's next on your bucket list in your career? You've been a champion. You've won the Daytona 500. I was actually at that Daytona 500. So what's next for you?
Nothing changes. More of it. More of the same at this point. You know, my goals are to win a lot more big races, more championships over the next few years. That's what our goal is. And now outside of the racetrack, obviously my family's growing and a lot of other things, and that's keeping me busy as well. But right now I'm living my dream. This is it. I always wanted to race cup cars. I wanted to race for championships, and I'm doing it. So no reason to retire yet or do anything. I just want to keep on rocking for a while.
Your Penske teammate, Joseph Newgarden, is from Nashville. And so I asked him one time, I said, are you ever going to try and do the double on the Memorial Day double? And he said, well, Roger hired me to win championships and to win the Indy 500. So I have to win the Indy 500. When are you going to try the double, or are you going to try the double? Is that something that you and the captain have talked about?
Well, you never want to say never, because it always seems to come back and bite you. But there's no plans at the time to do that. It's probably the same answer as Newgarden, where he's focused in on winning championships in the Indy 500. Well, we're focused in on winning championships over here in the Cup Series. And I feel like if you try to do the double, I mean, I feel like you're not doing either great. You know, like you can't be 100% on either race to where you're probably not going to win either one of them. And it's not fair to the race team that's, you know, putting so much time and effort into building cars and building the right strategy after the races and all these things. And you're out there half exhausted before the race even starts. You know, like that doesn't seem fair in my eyes to do that.
Well, Joey, we appreciate the time. Best of luck at Richmond this weekend. Always enjoy that one, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks. See you soon.